Well, we know they have a good team, so that'll be a challenge enough, you know. I think we want to focus, you know, we know their team. We're going to be focusing on, you know, more on our game, I think, than their game. We know what we have. They've got some guys that are really hard to handle, and we've got to pay attention to those guys. But, you know, I think we want to focus on what we need to do and what we need to do better.
You talked a lot prior to the season about how you can't kind of have very many off nights in a row, and this is a great example of it. You know, the schedule can be very cruel, and you got a real tough weekend ahead of you.
Well, we know the challenges, but we don't want to get caught up in the games too far ahead. We got the Pittsburgh game. We'll deal with the games after that. I think the biggest thing you can do to help yourself is focus on this game alone and just deal with that. And, you know, I think we know what opponents are coming. But, you know, for us, we have to focus on our own game, really. That's what we want to get done, and that's what we're focusing on, is what can we do better and what can we do more consistently. And, you know, I think the big thing for us is we know we can play better, and that's what we need to do.
Can you give us any clues as to your thinking why Dan Grady with the Yeoman and Melbourne?
Just trying to get people going a little bit, you know. I mean, we're trying to get more production from a lot of players, and, you know, like Evander Kane, Yeoman, and Antropov was okay in Ottawa, I think, you know, but just the other night, making judgments, just trying to sort through that and thinking, you know, do we need to change? We had Burmistrov up playing top six before. He played fairly well, you know. So give him an opportunity just to change it up a little bit, just to get this thing unclogged a little bit and see if we can get things going.
What does it mean for your group to have your healthy defense core for the first time?
Well, I think it's good. The thing that Bogosian brings to the table, he brings a lot of passion and enthusiasm, and that's you know, that stuff is contagious, and it'll be welcomed in our group. You know, he's a guy that plays hard, and so that'll be good. The other thing is it brings our group back together, to at least for now. You know, we've got our everybody pretty much healthy, you know, except for a couple of guys. So I think that's really good. I mean, whether you're talking about the eight defensemen we have or whatever, it brings Bufflin back in, you know, a couple of games or last game, and then Bogosian in. But, you know, having said that, Bogosian hasn't played in 10 months. So, you know, we have to be patient. He's going to be wired. There's no doubt about that.
Can you speak about Burmistrov for a moment, and whether or not you think he's made progress this season from last? And if so, how much of an impact did being able to go to the American League, playing in lots of key moments, and while everyone else was kind of stagnant, he had a chance to grow?
Well, I see some little changes in him. You know, maybe they don't always result in either goals or assists. You know, I don't know that he gets a lot of opportunity on special teams, so he doesn't as much as before, possibly. So, you know, but I don't look at those numbers. For me, I see some changes in the way that he plays in some of the areas. And so, you know, am I looking for big subtle changes? I don't think they're going to happen. I'd like to see them in small increments. That's the way it usually goes, and I see those things. And so, for me, I'm happy with Burmistrov. You know, he had a really good game in Ottawa. He's had other really good games. I would have liked him to follow that up again with another good game, you know, but that's the consistency that we need now from him.
What do you think is if there's a generic key to consistency for a player, what does that involve for you?
Well, I think the first thing, to me, when you develop consistency, and this is what's a little bit more difficult than a shortened season, usually when you develop consistency, it goes right through practice and everything you do. And when you are able to practice and get in a rhythm of practice and games and stuff like that, then you end up developing this consistent work ethic every day that ends up leading to consistency in the games as well. So that certainly helps. When you have a shortened season, you don't have the same amount of practice times that you normally would have. So that's a little bit skewed. The other thing is, this season there's a lot of things that are skewed because of starting in January. So there's been some different things there that have had an effect on that consistency this year. And you're always searching for the whys. It's like our team. Like we play in spurts. Well, why is that? You know, or we're not consistent from shift to shift or game to game. Why is that? So, you know, you got to be careful, at least in my opinion, you got to be careful that you don't start finding excuses for the way you play. That's the other thing. So So now that we've played 12 games, I think it's time now to let's get this thing going here. There's enough, you know, we've sorted this out. It's been busy, but that's the way it has been, that way for everybody.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're really tolerant and understanding what the players are going through, but at the same time, all the players in the league are going through it, right?
Sure, yeah, sure. You know, we need, what can I say? We all want to be better, and we all need to be better, and we all know what we need. We all feel we know what we need to do to be better. That's what we're looking for. And if we do it collectively as a group of, you know, 23 players, then I think that everything will look after itself.
Is physicality the easiest thing to find consistency in a game? If you don't have your legs all night, front of the puck all night, but physical play, like Andrew Ladd was just saying, he plays better when he's angry. Is that the one thing that's the easiest to get consistent at for your team, is to be hard to play against night in and night out?
Yeah, but hard to play against doesn't always mean physical, you know. Hard to play against can mean, you know, the physicality of the game. A lot of the physicality is not in the game because of either hitting from behinds, reloads on forechecks, to tracking. There's a lot of things that the way that the team gets played so defensively that the physicality is kind of gone from the game in a lot of areas. If you look for physical play all the time, I don't know that that's necessarily the barometer for judging consistency for me, you know. And I mean, it's something that you can control, that you can play. To me, you've got to play responsible, and you've got to play hard. So is it physical? Is it physical or winning battles? Well, winning battles for me is really important. Now, does it mean you got to go run a guy? Running a guy and not coming up with a puck is really neutralizing what you're doing, you know. So if you want to try to be physical, be effective physical. Is Wellwood going to be physical? Nobody can be effective because he's a sneaky guy that gets in, comes out with the puck. So, you know, is Antropov going to be physical? Well, he can in down low situations, but is he always going to be physical? His speed doesn't allow it. So, really, it differs all over the place.
Do you want your team to play more physical?
I'd like our team to win battles and play harder. Play harder on the forecheck, play harder tracking back, you know. Like, just for me, it's about winning one-on-ones. That's the physical parts of the game that I'd like to see.
Could you describe what your game looks like when it's going the way you want it to go, like the identity of your team?
Well, when our team is going good, I think we're playing quick. We're playing quick north and south. We get the puck deep to the goal line, and we get after teams, and we get on the forecheck, and we play. So that to me is the way that we need to play. And when we don't get pucks deep, it bogs us down. We create turnovers. They counterattack on us, and now we're chasing things back to our zone, and that's not good. No, he's going to play. You know, he's in good shape. He's going to play. You know, we'll see. You have to make judgments on how other people go, how he goes. If he goes good, then let's play him. If other guys aren't going, then if he's going, then let's play. He can play a fair amount of minutes. He's a well-conditioned athlete.
Is it fair to say that Pittsburgh would probably be a team that your team would have such a healthy respect for that effort wouldn't be an issue tonight?
Well, I don't suspect that. You know, they can certainly bring fear into your game, you know, because of what they present. But sometimes that's not bad. That's good, you know, get you ready to play. And, you know, they can bring out the best in our team, and that would be good for us.